With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the United States and 12 allies have given what amounts to a final warning to Houthi rebels, telling the militants to cease their attacks on vessels in the Red Sea or face potential targeted military action. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder says the security issue in the Red Sea has a global effect.
This is a issue that affects the entire international community. The economic impact, never mind the dangerous, unlawful behavior, is something that we're all taking seriously and that requires collective action.
A senior Biden administration official on Wednesday declined to detail rules of possible engagement if the attacks continue, but underscored that the Iranian-backed Houthis should not anticipate another warning from the U.S. and its allies. Crib camera recordings are providing clues to a potential cause behind some sudden unexplained deaths, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Hayden Fell had several fever-induced seizures, but always bounced back until the night the 17-month-old passed away in his crib. His father, Justin Fell.
It was every parent's nightmare.
Researchers at NYU's Langone Health analyzed 7 videos of toddlers that died and spotted in 5 cases small movements deemed seizures that are suspected to have played a role in what's called sudden unexplained death in childhood, or SUDC.
SIDS is extraordinarily well-known. SUDC, or sudden unexplained death in childhood, which is the continuation just after age 1, is rarely discussed and little known.
Dr. Oren Davinsky is the lead author of the small study, now published in the journal Neurology. I'm Jennifer King.
Hayden's mom hopes the video evidence helps finally lead to answers. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81. This is SRN News. A California school system is accused of promoting the LGBT agenda.
According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, officials at Hayward Unified School District have given teachers a long list of instructional material designed to introduce homosexuality and transgenderism to students. One of the featured films is called Straight Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I like to play with gender roles because it confuses people. I like it when a guy thinks that I'm a girl and then figures out that I'm not a girl. I love that.
I may be male and I may be straight, but I'm not completely rigid and narrow way of what you would call masculine.
I don't know where I stand in the whole manly versus, you know, feminine.
Other prescribed movies promote the use of puberty-blocking drugs for teenagers who want to live as the opposite sex.
That's SRN correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. And this is SRN News. The largest male specimen of the world's most venomous spider has been found in Australia. We hear more on this unsettling story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
The deadly Sydney funnel web spider is dubbed Hercules and has fangs that can pierce a human fingernail. Emma Tenney with the Australia Reptile Park says it was found on the country's central coast.
Male funnel webs are significantly smaller than females, so I actually thought it was a female. He was handed in by public donation.
The spider measures a little over 3 inches from foot to foot. Tenney tells AUBC these spiders are deadly, but they aren't around very long. The plan is to get lots of venom out of this spider. Since the inception of a program in 1981, no one has died in Australia from a funnel web spider bite. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.